This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
As I said before, something that's never done before in the state of Florida. Somebody that obviously picked up wrestling as a ninth grader, really did extremely well. And then by 2 weeks ago, she finished her high school career unbeaten, four-time state champion, first four-time girls state championship in Florida history from North Miami. We're happy to have Maya Bethel join us. Maya, thanks so much for taking the time. Congratulations on everything that's gone on for you, and certainly something you probably looked back 4 years ago and never expected.
Hi, thank you for having me. And yes, it is something that I didn't expect to happen. Like I said before, you know, I started wrestling with the expectations of, you know, just continuing volleyball. So it's really, you know, surreal.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but you had no idea about the sport growing up. I mean, you just played other sports and what was it about wrestling? And was it Coach Severe that said, hey, listen, you're athletic. You may want to try this sport.
Actually, it was not Coach Severe. Coach Severe was kind of like, he was kind of the glue. But what really brought me was Coach JP, the volleyball coach, and former wrestling coach. He doesn't coach wrestling anymore. But, yeah. So, no, I didn't know anything about wrestling. All I knew was, you know, what we see on TV, WWE. That's all I knew. And I just stepped into it.
Well, I mean, and you're somebody also, too, I mean, that has always had education on your mind. So, I mean, you look now, 4 years into this, four-time state champion, four-time undefeated state champion. What's next? I mean, are we looking at a college wrestling career? What's next for you?
We are looking to continue my, you know, athletic career at a good college. But as my mom said, it's all about education for me. I want to be able to continue my life outside of wrestling and have a stable career. So I will be going somewhere with a good medical program because I'm most likely going to be in the medical field.
Yeah, no doubt. Maya Bethel joins us. If you don't know wrestling, I mean, this is a young lady that picked it up late, started as a ninth grader. The very first year they had wrestling in the state of Florida that was sanctioned for the girls. She won as a freshman. She continued, and this year she capped things off. Talk about how you got better every year, because you went away. You went to Fargo. You went in the off season, and you wrestled some of the best wrestlers in the country. obviously that had to get you a lot better.
Yes. So it was, okay, I can just explain it like this. After I won states, Coach Sevier was like, you won states, so next is nationals. And I was like, well, I don't want to do nationals. I just want to leave it at states. And he told me no. And so we just trained and trained and trained. One thing about Coach Sevier is that he believes in his, you know, routines and what he teaches us. So nothing really changed in our training. We just trained more in the off season, obviously, because, you know, we have more leisure time. So all we did was train, and every year we took it one step at a time, and we just got better.
Were you amazed at how big girls wrestling is throughout the country? I mean, because, you know, it's kind of new. It's still really new here. But, you know, in areas like Idaho and Iowa and all these areas like that, they've been doing this for a while. And you find, and I'm sure you find a lot of the girls who are wrestling, especially some of the state champions here from Florida, that they actually start out maybe, you know, their mom or dad says, hey, listen, we're going to want you to get into self-defense. We want you to take judo or jiu-jitsu or something like that. And then all of a sudden they see that they, you know, that they do well in it, and then they transfer it over to wrestling. Because I saw a lot of girls from the state, you know, having the opportunity to been around wrestling for a long, long time and announcing the state tournaments, which I have done for a long time. I see a lot of these girls and talk to a lot of the parents about how they got started. And most of them get started, Maya, through self-defense. You know, they've been in self-defense, and then all of a sudden they're at high school and their friends wrestle, you know, the boys wrestle, and they want to hang out with them and do that. How has it been for you? Because you didn't have any of that prior experience.
I mean, one thing about me is that I've always been a fighter. So it doesn't matter, like, wrestling, volleyball, basketball, whatever you put me in, I've always had the mentality of winning. So I guess coming into wrestling, I knew it was a combat sport, but I didn't expect it to, you know, be the way it was. But one thing about me is I just didn't like to lose, and that's, you know, what I just applied on the mat. Just don't lose. Find a way to win. And obviously, as I leveled up, it changed from let's not lose to let's see how we can win. And
right.
Yes, so it wasn't. It was definitely a culture shock from, you know, sports jumping into martial arts and stuff like that.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, before we let you go, how's mom take all this? I mean, you know, most moms don't want their girls getting into that combat, and they don't want them. Does your mom like that stuff?
Okay, at first my mom was very iffy about it. She just didn't like the skipping meals part. She wasn't very fond of me having to make weight. She wanted to keep me nice and plump, you know, eat three meals a day, add a couple snacks in there, like, you need to gain weight. But over time, I guess, as she saw how determined I was to, you know, keep my shape and keep my weight class, I guess she, you know, lightened up a bit. She still isn't very fond of it. She just tolerates it.
Good stuff. Maya, I can't thank you enough. I don't know if you know, but I'm a proud pioneer. I graduated from North Miami, so to see what you've done over the last 4 years and to have your name enshrined, and I hope they do you well in that gym, because I'll talk to the principal about it, because they need to have something really special for you, because certainly you've given the pioneer, all the pioneers, something to be proud about. And congratulations, and thank you, and whatever you do, the best of success.
Yes, thank you.
Anytime. Maya Bethel, North Miami Senior High School, ends her wrestling career as a four-time state champion, the first ever in the state of Florida from North Miami.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.